closed captioned for the reality impaired. It's the Jerry Bader Show.
WTAQ News Talk Sports. Yes, it is the Jerry Bader Show. Back from a brief one-day vacation, if that is really a vacation. I just had a little something I wanted to do and took a day to do it. Thanks to Seth Mila for filling in for most of the show and Mike and Matt for filling in this segment. I've several, as a result, been gone yesterday. I got a lot of makeup to do, including a couple of things in this half hour. So that's why I'm talking so fast. And we're going to jump right into something. As you know, for years I've had what has been the signature charity of the show, and that's Families of Children with Cancer. In recent years, there's another effort that just karma, kind of how it fell into. I was talking about the backpack program for kids who on weekends in the Green Bay area don't have lunches, and a listener called and claimed that it was taxpayer-funded. Another listener who knew better called me, and all of that led to me becoming acquainted with Peter and Becky Delane of Ben's Wish Weekend Backpack Program. And it's something that I've really embraced, and I want to use the show whenever I can. And we've told their story on the air before, where their son, Ben, they were on vacation in 2007, and there was a fatal accident, and Ben lost his life. And one of the last things that happened is there was a man who was hungry, and Ben helped him out. And that led to Ben's Wish, which is a program you may have heard about. They help the food pantries at one point, but they also do the weekend backpack program. And toward that end, next month, they have a big event coming up that we want to tell you about. And to do that, Becky and Peter join us on the show right now. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning.
All right. This is actually what we have going on the 11th is Ben's Wish Dinner Fundraiser and Auction. And just fill in the blanks a little bit exactly how, you know, what the need is, how Ben's Wish helps out with the backpack program, and then specifically what's happening on the 11th.
Well, starting with your first question, the need.
Yeah.
There's 12,000 students living in the Green Bay Area public schools that are classified as living in poverty. People don't recognize it. It's a well-hidden thing here in Green Bay, but it's really there. And when you step outside of Green Bay, the poverty rate is half of that. So the center of poverty here in Northeast Wisconsin, and it's only rivaled really by downtown Milwaukee, is right here downtown Green Bay. We have 60% of our students that live in poverty. So we can't help everybody, but what we try to do is we focus on some of the very high distressed elementary schools. Ben was a little child, so we feel that it's really important to touch bases with these children, let them know that the community does support them, and that we can help them in some ways.
So what how do you help, and what help do you need in helping?
Right. So what we do is we have as you said, a weekend backpack, and it's a little food pack. Then on Friday, when the kids go home from school, they have a food pack that can help them manage their way through the weekend. On Monday morning, when they get back into school, they've had hopefully an adequate amount to eat, and they're able to sit in classroom and study. We've seen some very nice results out of that. Our pilot program here in Green Bay is Jefferson Elementary. And last year they got an award for beating the odds, as they call it. And that means that they, because they're such an at-risk school, their grades and their scholastic achievement is at risk as well. But for the first year after we started this program, they got this award, beating the odds, meaning that their scholastic scores were above expectation. So that does point to the fact that the The efforts that we put in do help.
So explain the event on the 11th, what people should know about it and what they could do. Becky.
Well, we're all excited to have you come and purchase a ticket, of course. We'd really appreciate it. To get a ticket, you would simply go on your email at info@benswish.org, and you can just let us know you need tickets. We'll make sure you get them. The event is on Thursday, September 11th. It's going to be held at the Hyatt from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m., and it's actually going to be a really fun time. I mean, it's such a great cause to help these kids, and we really are asking for the community to get behind us and support us at this event. It's going to start off with some really great music. Three people that play in the band Shaker of the Egg, well, they call themselves Bacon. And Bacon is going to be there playing their fun jazz music. So you guys can all come to this great event, dance, have fun, and at the same time, darn it, you can actually help somebody. And wouldn't that be great to help these school kids that are now just about to be starting school and needing to have some food to go home on the weekends?
And there are a number of items. We've donated some brewer tickets and a helicopter ride. There's a lot of things. I got to tell you, I've been at this event, and the celebrity auctioneers are Bill Jarts and Sarah Thompson from WBAY. If you've never seen Jarts at one of these things, he is extremely entertaining, and he's not the guy you see doing the news when he does one of these things. He's a lot of fun, so that makes it worth it. Again, if you would want tickets or information, info@benswish.org. It's a fundraiser and auction Thursday, September 11th, but again, tickets are at info@benswish.org. There's also a phone number here. Can I throw that out to them? Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can contact Gina Evans at 360-8986. That's Gina Evans, 360-8986. If you would want tickets that way. And just a final thought on this, because this is where I became involved in Ben's Wish, is there's a lot of things in the news right now about the Milwaukee School District giving free lunch for everyone and how the government gets involved in this. And this is where Becky and I got involved and why I had her on the show back when. This is you asking everybody to get involved and whoever wants to.
Right. We took it upon ourselves. We were told about this need, and we just said, you know, there's something that we can do. We don't need to have, you know, agencies involved for everybody to be able to just make their own efforts and have things happen. One of the great stories that if I could relay this is you know, as we have the Fox River getting cleaned up here in town right now, it's kind of led by a group called Tetra Tech, and they have Brennan and other people. Well, this group from out of town, they've adopted four classrooms already. This public-private venture that we're creating is really, you know, to reach out and to support these kids and. We're really trying to expand that little model, and it's so easy to do, but we just need to have the public aware of it. And you business owners that feel this, why not help and support programs like us, so that way, you know, we control our own destiny and we don't rely on outside agencies, if you would,
sure,
to take care of our own people.
Again, right, the email here is info@benswish.org. And Peter and Becky, as always, thanks for stopping in, letting folks know.
Yeah, thank you. And we want to thank Associated Bank and Aon and U.S. Venture for really supporting our program and allowing us to get this dinner fundraiser off the ground this year.
All right. And they're going to continue their radio tour. They've been going up and down the hallway, so Jason will show them out again. Thanks to both of you. Greatly appreciate that. 8:49. And as I said, there are a couple of things that I do want to get to in this half hour yet. I was gone, of course, yesterday. Didn't get a chance to talk about these. By the way, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson joins us at 9:06, going to talk about the Foley execution, Ferguson, and whatever else we have time for. Busy, busy day on the show today because I wasn't here yesterday. All right, I want to start with this, though. There was something that didn't happen at Green Bay City Council Tuesday night, and something that did, and the thing that did isn't getting much attention. I want to start with the thing that didn't. A Green Bay alderman withdrew his proposal Tuesday to prohibit drivers from using cell phones behind the wheel. What the city council is going to do instead is pass a resolution urging state lawmakers to make such a cell phone ban throughout Wisconsin. Yesterday on my day off, and it's just I was just connecting with a couple of people in the Milwaukee area. I left Milwaukee. I was actually in Shorewood. And I got back on I-43 at Capitol Drive in Milwaukee, if you're familiar with that area. As I'm going on the on-ramp, the Capitol Drive on-ramp, northbound onto I-43, where at I-43 there it's 55 miles an hour. I'm behind a car. And understand, traffic is 65, 70, even though the limit's 55. I'm behind a car trying to get onto 43, going 20 miles an hour. I kid you not. This car is trying at Capitol Drive, Jason. This car is trying to get on I-43 going 20 miles an hour. And I'm like, son of a... And now there's a parade behind me, and I'm the car behind her. I jam it. I mean, I just get around her as quick as I can. What do I see? What do you think I see? Oh, yeah, she's got the phone way in front of her, and she's texting. I know this will shock you. She's a female, about 25. 98% of the idiots I see doing this fall into that demographic. I'm just saying. I'm not saying I never see a guy do it. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying I never see an older man or a woman do it. But an overwhelming majority, which is why I still think something has to be done, but I disagreed with the Green Bay ban, so I'm glad that this proposal has been pulled. I'm very glad. But something does have to be done about texting. She had no clue what she was doing. She had no idea the situation and the danger she was creating. None. And I applaud that. Now, here's something that did happen. Green Bay City Council, on a 7-6 vote, defeated a proposal for an advisory referendum on the November ballot in the city of Green Bay on whether the state should raise the minimum wage from 7.25 to 10.10. As I told you, this is a stealth get-out-the-Mary-Burke vote. That's why you're seeing it in communities all around the state. So I have to applaud Mayor Jim Schmidt here. I am told, I haven't seen this reported, I'm told that it was 6-6 tie and he cast the tie-breaking vote. I applaud that. That is not going to happen in Green Bay. I don't really have time to get into Preble's plan for making up the time that's going to be lost, Preble High School, because of the major fire in the gym, but they're going to add 20 minutes to each day in the school year, which will be about 2 minutes per class. It's a joke. It's a joke. Thinking that you're, what, seriously. Well, you know, because now we don't have to dip into the Christmas break and we don't have to stay longer in June or whatever. It's a joke. You're going to add a couple of minutes to each day. All you're doing is complying with the letter of the law, not the spirit of the law. There is no instructional value to adding 2 minutes. Now, there is, what, 1 or 2 days there? I don't remember right now. They will attend class October 31st when other students have the day off, and they will attend for full days on some dates. Other schools will have early release. Well, that is something. But the 2 minutes is a joke added to each. It's just, well, we're not going to, you don't have, with Act 10, you could do this any way you want. And whether the teachers liked it or not, and whether the parents like it or not, do the right thing. All right, a couple of moments ago, I gave kudos to Jim Schmidt. And, of course, Jim Schmidt and I had a kumbaya moment when he poured water on me for ALS, the Ice Bucket Challenge. That doesn't mean that we aren't going to continue to remind you that there's a big empty where there could have been a Walmart store. Now, this has taken a hiatus, but don't worry, it's back.
It's time for the Big Empty Update, day 36. Time to play Why Is Nothing Better Than Walmart? Mayor Schmidt idea number 307, Green Bay's first seagull breeding area. With the low amount of seagulls in the area, this is a perfect way to get Green Bay flooded with those glorious birds. At the seagull breeding area, you can bring one of those seagulls home for a low price of $100,000. Of course, not to build anything. Oh, look, that one just dutied on your car.
Gross.
Bonus, buy one seagull, get the poop for free. That was another edition of Why Is Nothing Better Than Walmart? Ask the mayor.
Day 36 of the Big Empty. On the other hand, by the way, I do have to take the opportunity to say the Titletown expansion is just going nuts. Man, we were there. We did kind of a going away dinner for the girls heading off to college starting at the end of this week. And it's just, whew, it's just zooming. It is amazing how quickly that work gets done. Well, why can't we do another one of those then with the buildings? Because there is no Titletown down the road to do it for the north buildings at Larson Green. That's why. Senator Ron Johnson on the Foley Execution Ferguson and a lot more at 9:06. It's 8:56.
When I'm walking, I stop and stop. When I'm so strung out, I'm high as a kite. I just might stop to check you out. Let me go on like I just do in the sun.
Hey, folks, I want to congratulate my friends at Mahindra Tractors on their 20th anniversary. They have stood.